Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVellante, 720 WGN. I'll be back again with you tomorrow and Wednesday, and then in for Bill and Wendy on Thursday and Friday. So we'll talk to Tom Skilling after 6:30. Okay, real quick, Sam, you're in the city all the time, even though you don't live in the city. Have you ever used the Pedway?
Yeah. Do the you? One on, it's in like Bucktown, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking the of the 606.
No,
the
not,
above.
The, not the trail.
No,
the,
I haven't.
The Pedway down here.
I haven't used the Pedway.
I know I've been in it, but if you asked me, if a tourist came to me and said, hey, can you direct me to the Pedway? Absolutely no chance.
Wait a minute.
I have no idea
Wait a minute.
Where it is.
I actually may have been to the Pedway. Is the Pedway the walk along the river?
No, that's
okay,
Riverwalk.
Yeah, then I haven't been to the Pedway.
Wow. No. Well, see, but you're proving my point, and you're also proving the point of some other leaders in the city, including our guest Howard Lerner. He's the executive director of environmental law of the Environmental Law and Policy Center here in Chicago. Howard, thanks for taking some time tonight. I appreciate it.
Glad to join you and your listeners.
Now, listen, I just did a very unscientific poll. I asked Sam, a young man who's in the city all the time, about the Pedway. He confused it with a lot of different things. Most of us, unless we work in one of the buildings that the Pedway goes on, we don't know anything about the Pedway, and that seems wrong, doesn't it?
Well, the Chicago Pedway is an underutilized asset. You know, for people who take the Red Line into State Lake, or people who take the Metro into Millennial Station, or who work in some of the buildings in the loop at City Hall, people know about the Pedway, and they use it. Not everybody does. There can be better maps. It can be more navigable. What we're trying to do is take the Pedway, which is a really valuable asset for people who live in the city of Chicago and for tourists to come to visit, and make it better. It's an underutilized asset. We want to make it easier for people to find their way and navigate around the Pedway. We want to make it a place that has better design and lighting and feels more connected. It's interesting, attractive, and we want to activate it. We want to make it an exciting, interesting place, like a number of cities have done. And we think this can be done in Chicago, and that's a benefit for everybody.
Now, you mentioned the lighting and the atmosphere down there. There's some spots where the Pedway is very attractive. It's bustling. It's brightly lit. You've got some shops in there. But there's other times where you feel like you're tunneling out of a prison. So why were some areas given special treatment and made much more friendly and inviting, and other sections just left basically as a tunnel?
Part of it is the Pedway was never planned as one big unified system. The Pedway, it's actually a connective piece that goes through lots of different buildings in the loop. And different buildings and different agencies are responsible for, if you will, managing their part of the Pedway. Now, there's some piece of it. If you go under Block 37, the Pedway is really pretty cool. And the people who run Block 37 say that the retail shops along the Pedway level are just about as vibrant as the shops along the street level. It's a really good example of where the Pedway is working pretty well. If you're trying to transfer on the CTA between State Street and Dearborn, there's a tunnel. It could be a little brighter and better, but it's a good thoroughfare to get from place to place. So what we're doing is looking at what some people call the main stem, going from Millennial train station over in Millennial Park, the Metro stop there, through the Chicago Cultural Center, up through Macy's and Block 37, and then going across through the CTA tunnel over to City Hall, County Building, and the State of Illinois Building. It's the most heavily trafficked and used part of the Pedway. It's a place where it's functional, but we can do better. We can take that underutilized asset and make it easier for people, either the folks who use it a lot and are pretty familiar with it, or people who work in the loop but are less familiar with it, or tourists coming in. There could be a good map, good applications, better signage, some good lighting design, and make it easier to connect the street level to the Pedway level and vice versa, and so that people know how to get around and use it. For some people, you know, it's a good place to get around the loop when it's cold or when it's sure. raining outside. For some people, it's just convenient. You can just get from one place to another pretty quickly. But it can also be exciting. There can be cultural things going on, much more better retail use provides economic value for everyone. The goal here is to take the Pedway and really make it into something that's very good, exciting, and interesting for Chicago.
Well, how
start with that main stem portion.
You mentioned signage for, and this goes to people who could probably use the pedway but don't really know it's there. The signage is, if there's any, it's abysmal. It's tiny. It almost makes it seem like if you're not part of the club, then the pedway is not for you. Yeah, we put up a few little signs, some of them very tiny, some of them tucked away that no one will ever see. But, you know, that way we can say that we've advertised it. It's out there. That's not working.
Well, let's just say it's inconsistent. There's some places where the signage is pretty good, and there's some places where I got to agree with you, Brian. It isn't that good. What there needs to be is much more consistent, better signage. Make it easy for people to find the pedway. Make it easy for people, if you're in the pedway, to know where you are and where you can get to. Make it easy for people, if you want to connect from the pedway to what your friend Steve was saying, the Riverwalk, there's an easy way to know how to get from place to place. You know, this isn't to take a shot at what it is now. It's much better to say, let's see what we can do to improve it and make it really good going forward. We all know we can do better on the signage. We can do better in terms of wayfinding and navigation. And that's the vision here. You know, let's take an underutilized asset like the pedway and let's make it much better and start with the main piece of the pedway. There's lots of different pieces of the pedway in the city, but that main stem piece that goes from Millennial Park, you know, across
all the way over. Let's get down to the brass tacks, Howard. The one thing that everybody's going to ask about, this sounds great, and when you talk about having cultural events down there and all this, all it sounds wonderful. And then the ultimate question will be, what's it going to cost to transform this part, and where will the money come from?
Well, the first thing is you need a plan. Okay, you need to have, what does a really good navigation system look like? How do you make wayfinding easy? How do you make something that people get excited about? All right. So for that plan, there is some funding for that, and that's what we're doing. We're moving forward with that. The Environmental Law and Policy Center believes this is important. Mm-hmm. So we're stepping up. We're putting our money where our mouth is. We're paying for a consulting team that's going to be working on that, and we're planners.
Nice.
But then you start getting into opportunities like, well, Broadway in Chicago thinks that the pedway could become activated, could become a pretty exciting place. So does the Chicago Loop Alliance of the downtown businesses.
Right.
They have a lot of ideas. And Mark Kelly, who's the director of DCASE, Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, has a lot of ideas to how to use that for culture, too. Not all of those cost a lot of money.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of culture in the city, a lot of things that are going on. You know, over at Block 37, they've had some theater performances downstairs. They've had some musicians come in and do things. The Loop Alliance does a bunch of activation programs. You know, you can make a lot of exciting, interesting things in Chicago that don't require a lot of money to put on major productions. Look, we're not talking about putting on the Hamilton production.
Sure, no, but getting some music down there, getting some.
If you talk to Broadway in Chicago, maybe they want to have a couple of the actors come down and do something here and there. You know,
instead of standing out like they did last weekend where it was freezing doing the hands-on thing that they did, they could do it in the pedway where it's a little bit warmer.
There's a lot that can go on. It can become a pretty exciting and engaged place.
Sam had a question for you too, Howard.
Yeah, Howard.
Sure, Sam. Fire
just
away.
Just wondering about the safety of the pedway, because when people hear underground and pedway, they might start to rifle through some ideas. How safe is the pedway, say, to above ground walkways and just sidewalks in general?
You know, I use the pedway quite a bit. I've never felt any safety problems. But, you know, I'm a 6'2" guy. I'm a Chicagoan. I'm used to walking around the loop.
You carry a bat. We understand.
Yeah. You know, I'm a guy downtown, you know, in a sport jacket and so forth. I don't have any problems. I feel just fine walking through the pedway. You know, different folks, if you're a tourist coming in from somewhere, you might feel a little different about that. But that goes to then having better signage, better navigation, having good lighting and good design in there. All that serves to make people feel more comfortable. If you have a place that's a little bit cleaned up and you have good signage there so people aren't saying, how do I get from here to there? Let's make it easy for people. It's what you said, Brian. Let's have signs that are easy for people to see. Let's have maps so that people can easily figure out how to get around and aren't worried about it.
Right.
Let's have good lighting in there so that people can see, ah, that's how I get around. Let's have a web app that somebody can punch into. You know, if you're under 30, you punch in on your app and it says, here's how I get from here
right,
to there.
Right, here's where I'm at and here's where I'm going. Before I let you go, Howard.
Those are all things that make people feel a heck of a lot more comfortable in terms of where they're walking. And, you know, I think...
Well, once you're underground, too, you lose all the geographical landmarks that can help you you get lost. So if you're underground, you get lost. It's bad. Now, the exciting thing is, you mentioned the consultants. You're having some meetings, and the public is invited to come and listen and give some suggestions. When are those happening, and where are they?
I'll tell you exactly where they are. This is what you'd call a pretty transparent process. Okay, one of them is being done by the Environmental Law and Policy Center. That's the organization I lead. And that one is, you know, easy for me to tell people, come on by.
Sure.
January 12th, 8 o'clock a.m., 8 to 10:30, we'll serve coffee and bagels. And the Environmental Law and Policy Center, 35 East Wacker, Suite 1600. And that's up on our website.
Okay.
And we're going to have a lot of civic groups and people around the city who are interested in this. There's another one that's going to be done by the Chicago Loop Alliance. It's principally downtown businesses. That will be at 4 o'clock on January 12th. And then there will be one at 4 o'clock on January 11th. It's going to be in the Chicago Cultural Center. It's being coordinated by the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. You know, once we get past the holidays, we're going to put up, you know, a bunch of notices and such. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easy for people to know, here's a workshop I can come to, here's something I can go to, et cetera. People are invited.
Very
all
nice.
Right?
And what's your what's the website, Howard?
Environmental Law and Policy Center, ELPC, Edward Larry Peter Charlie.org. Environmental Law and Policy.
ELPC.org. People can get all the information there and find out. Now, you have obviously you're going to have your workshop listed there. Will you have the other ones listed as well?
Yes, we will.
All right, perfect. It sounds like a great plan. It's something that, you know, especially when you get days like last week where it's sub-zero, people want to get down there. And if there's ways to make it livelier and more beneficial retail-wise to the city and culturally, I think it's terrific. So I hope you get a lot of people who turn out because, as you said, thousands of people use the Pedway, but thousands more could if they knew it was there and it was something that they'd say, oh, I've got to go here, then I think it would be terrific.
I'm with you, Brian. Thank you very much for your support.
You're very welcome, Howard. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon. Take care. I hung up on him. Hung up on Howard by mistake instead of putting him on hold. Sorry, Howard. All right. Howard Lerner, Executive Director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center. The website, again, in case you're interested in the workshops on the Pedway and what could be done, ELPC.org. ELPC.org. Let's do this, and there's more. It's WGN.